Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals just issued an order that is absolutely devastating to Donald Trump in the New York Attorney General's civil fraud case, where Justice Arthur Engoron has not yet made a ruling. Justice Engoron says he's probably going to rule at the end of the month. But the ruling by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals that's devastating for Donald Trump actually doesn't involve Donald Trump. It involves Martin Shkreli. You remember the pharma bro who went to prison, who inflated the price of drugs like Daraprim, who testified before Congress and invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination? Yeah, Martin Shkreli. So how did an order by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals involving Martin Shkreli that just occurred, how is that devastating news for Donald Trump in the New York Attorney General's civil fraud case? Here's how. You see, New York Attorney General Letitia James filed a similar action that was brought against Donald Trump against Martin Shkreli, which led to a lifetime ban against Shkreli from ever being involved in the pharmaceutical industry in New York. It also carried with it a $60 million fine against Shkreli. The case was filed in the federal courts, not in the state courts. But the district court judge found that the attorney general statute, the same one that was then later used against Donald Trump, but executive law section 6312, provides the remedy that New York Attorney General Letitia James was seeking against Shkreli. So Shkreli appealed that to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Second Circuit Court of Appeals just affirmed the ruling by the district court, thereby affirming the validity of the statute which Donald Trump rails against, that New York Attorney General Executive Law Section 6312. New York Attorney General Letitia James, as she did against Shkreli, is seeking a lifetime ban against Donald Trump, not in the pharmaceutical industry, but in the real estate industry in New York. And the same way the New York Attorney General's office sought and got a $63 or $64 million fine against Shkreli, here, the New York Attorney General's office is seeking a $370 million fine against Donald Trump. And so as soon as the Second Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the federal district court's order that utilized New York Executive Law 6312, New York Attorney General Letitia James immediately sent a letter to Justice Arthur Engoron. And this really wasn't reported, although I want to give a hat tip to The Messenger, who did report on this, Adam Klasfeld, who's been on top of it. And we've talked about it here as well when we talked about the closing argument that was given by New York Attorney General Letitia James's team. They cited the Shkreli opinion by the district court and noted that there was this appeal being taken as support for the use of this statute, so that if Justice Arthur Engoron was ever worried that his order, that Donald Trump was going to appeal his order through the New York state court system or through the federal courts and say it somehow violated some federal constitutional right or state constitutional right, there was this Shkreli precedent this Shkreli authority, if you will. And now the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, granted it's in the federal system, not in the state court system. Ultimately, Donald Trump would be appealing this decision when it's handed down by Justice Arthur Engoron to the appellate division in New York, not the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. But the fact that a federal circuit court of appeals, the Second Circuit, a very prestigious circuit court of appeals, is affirming executive law section 6312 in a very similar case, just a different industry, real estate versus pharmaceutical companies, powerful support for the constitutionality, which I never doubted should be an issue, but nonetheless, Donald Trump's trying to create issues wherever he can. So let's take a look at this letter that was sent by New York Attorney General Letitia James immediately to Justice Arthur Engoron. But before doing so, I can't help but note the similarities between Shkreli and Donald Trump. This was pharma bro Martin Shkreli back in, I think it was 2016, when he testified before the House of Representatives. Watch what he does. Play this clip.
I want to ask you a few questions. What do you say to that single pregnant woman who might have AIDS, no income, and she needs Daraprim in order to survive? What do you say to her when she has to make that choice? What do you say to her?
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
You were quoted as saying on Fox 5 in New York, you were quoted as saying, if you raise prices and you don't take that cash and put it back into research, I think it's despicable. I think you should not be in the drug business. We take all of our cash, all of our extra profit, and spend it on research for these patients, for other patients who have terrible life-threatening, life-ending diseases. Did you say that?
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
Do you think you've done anything wrong?
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Using silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresher three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by some five-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/legalaf to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo LegalAF at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/LegalAF and use the code LegalAF to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/LegalAF to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
And remember when Donald Trump said that only the mafia takes the Fifth, only mobsters, only criminals take the Fifth? Play this clip.
Here's people taking the Fifth Amendment. 4 people plus the guy who illegally did the server. You know, he put in the illegal server. So there are 5 people taking the Fifth Amendment, like you see on the mob, right? You see the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
And here's Donald Trump when he originally invoked his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. He later testified on cross-exam and not on direct examination, but this was Donald Trump's testimony in his deposition. Play the clip.
For all of the above reasons, I respectfully decline to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the United States Constitution. This will be my answer to any further questions.
Mr. Trump, the focus of our investigation and what we are primarily going to cover today involves the presentation of your statements of financial condition between 2011 and the present. I take it you are generally familiar with those statements. Is that correct?
For all of the reasons provided in my answer, which is incorporated herein, in its entirety, I decline to answer the question.
Mr. Kelly, Trump. Trump, Mr. Kelly. Here's the letter by New York Attorney General Letitia James to Justice Arthur Engoron. We write to provide the court with notice of supplemental authority. The recent Second Circuit decision in Federal Trade Communications versus Shkreli, Second Circuit, as the court is aware during closing arguments and included at page 131 of plaintiff's closing presentation, the Office of Attorney General cited to a federal judge's district court decision in the Shkreli case as case law in support of the relief sought by the Office of Attorney General in this action. Specifically, we cited that upon a finding a violation under Executive Law Section 6312, a court may exercise its discretion to issue a permanent and plenary ban in a particular industry, citing Shkreli. In its appellate review, the Second Circuit unanimously affirmed in full the district court's order enjoining Martin Shkreli from participation in the pharmaceutical industry for life and ordering him to disgorge $64.6 million. A copy of the Second Circuit decision in the Shkreli case is not yet accessible in Westlaw, so we have attached a copy for the court's convenience to review. The federal judge also in the Shkreli case found the following, and this was affirmed by the Second Circuit. Given Shkreli's pattern of past misconduct, the obvious likelihood of its recurrence, and the life-threatening nature of its results, we are persuaded that the district court's determination as to the proper scope of the injunction was well within its discretion. Well within its discretion. So here, when Donald Trump inevitably appeals Justice Arthur Engoron's ruling, which we expect to be for the $370 million amount, and maybe also as well for post-judgment and pre-judgment interest. So we could be talking somewhere in the range of $450 to $500 million. I think that you'll have New York Attorney General Letitia James saying that this was well within the discretion of Justice Engoron, given the obvious likelihood of recurrence and past misconduct. And this exact situation has been affirmed by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals as persuasive authority here. Interesting how the Shkreli appeal is now being utilized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. And as Justice Arthur Engoron said that he would be issuing his opinion at the end of January, it came just in time. So good news for justice, bad news for Donald Trump, and waiting for that order by Justice Arthur Engoron. And I think he's always very prompt, so it comes on the day he says, end of January or even earlier. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're under 10,000 subs as of this recording from 2 million subscribers, so let's get there together. Hit subscribe, it's free. And check out the Midas Touch newsletter, MidasTouch.com/newsletter. Have a great day.
Hey Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.